From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With the rising cost of labor and shortage of workers to handpick fruit, California canning peaches growers are looking to science for solutions. They're breeding new varieties that are firm and flavorful and could lead to greater adoption of harvest mechanization. UC Davis geneticist Thomas Gradzel says new varieties are essential to making peach farming economically sustainable. The Investing in Rural America Act was introduced in the House of Representatives, and the Farm Credit Council is thankful. FCC President Todd Van Hoos says this legislation will spur the development of critical facilities in rural communities like hospitals, child care centers, and schools. He also says the bill will facilitate partnerships between farm credit, community banks, and other lenders to provide much-needed capital. And the USDA is accepting offers for nearly 2.7 million of the 4.6 million acres offered from the agricultural producers and private landowners in this year's Grassland Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. The Working Lands Program allows producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while protecting grassland and furthering the CRP's impacts. Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau says this year's sign-up demonstrates the continued popularity and success in voluntary, producer-led, working lands conservation programs. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.